Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
All right, see, now they can hear us because I actually turned the volume on. I apologize, everyone. I did it again. So, yeah, for those of you who are late, we're back now. So, John's not here tonight. So, even though the show was named John's NAMM 2018, I think we're still going to talk about NAMM, are we not? Or
sure.
Okay, good. So, everyone can't hear us right after I've turned that up, so I guess the mime version of the show. We just did the mime version behind the scenes, for those of you who don't know. I was miming along. So let me make sure you guys hear us now that this is turned up, and we shall move on with the show with the madness. Chat room.
Got to remember that 30-second delay.
Yeah, the 30-second delay. It's okay. So for 30 seconds now, we will mime. Miming now. Oops, he did it again. Yes. Yes, I did it again. So you can hear us. So we're good. We're good. Good. Bueller.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Bueller. All right, so.
No, we determined Shaney is not in that scene.
No.
After
all right, so yeah, I double-checked over here. We're getting sound, so whatever. Okay, so. NAMM happened, or as Shaney likes to call it, NAMM.
NAMM.
But none of us were there, but I watched it like endlessly, like with everything that you can imagine. So we can talk about some stuff tonight that happened there. Mine is mainly going to be some of the gear stuff. I don't have any pictures to show you, so you're going to have to go look for yourself, or maybe we can bring them up later if we have to. But
show like my Instagram pictures on my phone.
Or you can do the Instagram pictures. There you go. you can follow Shaney. but I think there's one thing that I think took the attention at NAMM, and I don't know how far in detail we want to talk about it. We cannot. It's up to you guys. But the phase time code, wireless time code system, I think stole the show. Because number one, it was unexpected. I did have the info like 3 or 4 days ahead of time, and I'm literally looking at it. One night it came in on my email, and I hit up my friend Michael Chilson, and I'm like, dude, how does this work? What is this? And we sat for like an hour trying to figure out, well, if it does this, then it should do this. But for those of you who don't know, it is made by the same company that makes the mix faders, which is the Bluetooth wireless faders. And what it is something is about that size, maybe about the size of a cigarette lighter, I guess you could say. And when you set it on your turntable, it's for turntable, people who use turntables, and attach it to the record, and the record spins, the force and momentum of the thing spinning then translate a non-Bluetooth. This is what, because I thought it was Bluetooth. It's a non-Bluetooth. It's their own proprietary wireless signal to the box, and then the box then takes that as if it was a needle setting on a time code record, reading it, sends it up to your computer with whatever software you're using, the exact same way as if the time code was there, the time code, then the computer sends it back down to that box, just as if it was a Serato SL box or a mixer with that in there, pounds the signal into your mixer and then out to your speakers. So the gist of it is that you can have use a turntable to DJ with, but Shaney gets her Christmas wish from last year where she never has to buy a needle ever again. So That was the biggest thing. Go look at the videos. We'll talk about it best we can. Last Wednesday, like I said, when I had my show last Wednesday, I couldn't talk anything about it. I could just hint about it. But I think it's kind of neat to look at that technology, because when Rain come out with their thing, and we're going to talk about the Rain thing in a minute too, to me, I said that was going to be a thing that's going to bridge a gap between the old schoolers and the new schoolers, because it's still going to give a form and functionality of old, but yet take a step further into the newer technology. And I think this did even better, because they were talking at the booth that it's going to run between $200 and $300. So think about someone who uses turntables on a regular basis now being able to spend between $200 and $300 and never have to buy another needle. Shaney, needles are what, about $80 a piece now?
Depending on,
Yeah, give or take $80 a piece, and depending on how hard you are on them, whether how long they last.
Right.
I have a friend that says he can get 2 years out of a needle. I have another friend that says he has to go every 2 months put new needles on. And I'm just like, what are you doing, dude? But it kind of sets that aside to where that you can have that. And also the fact that on the same setup, two different people, someone who wants to use the time code can walk up and use them, and someone who wants to use the phase system can walk up and use it. And it just kind of, I think, bridges the gap. And that's the technology of the days. What did you guys think of it when you first saw it?
Well, everybody kept talking about it, and I just kind of was like, okay. And I saw a couple of videos, and to me, I instantly thought of, like, with what Shaney was saying, like, as far as like her wish list and that, and then you don't have to buy time codes, you're walking in. I would be curious to find out if you could put it just on the slip mat. Does it have to be on a record?
It's anything that spins. Because did you see the videos when they were taking the records off of there?
No.
They were like holding Trentino, the record in their hand and
Trentino
doing this.
Trentino was holding it, and he was like, Trentino was like flipping it.
Yeah, and
it
was going, chick, 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 chick.
And I was like, what? Trentino was like, this is crazy. And he was like shaking it. And I kept watching the video over and over again when he was doing that. That was bananas. Like, I was like, what? Yeah, that was crazy. He was like literally just holding it and shaking it.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
It's any of the angular momentum and force that is I'm telling you, it is so precise. Because that was the thing that I was worried about. How precise can it be? But like I said, I own their little Bluetooth fader, and I couldn't believe how ridiculously precise it is. So I'm seeing guys, they had videos on there of Qbert scratching with it and all these different people, and nobody said a bad thing about it. So it's got to be tight. If it's not exact, because the record itself, you have to think, going from that analog needle into the digital and up and back actually has its own lag time, just for the fact that analog is analog, and that needle isn't going to be digital like that. So it's at least better than that. They said that it translates a signal at 3,200 ticks per second. So that means for one revolution on there, it ticks 3,200 times. It catches that many spots in that. So it's on. I mean, but you can do anything with it.
I just want to do like a performance of it, like spinning on my finger.
I have a friend who's a turntablist. He said, I already know the tricks I'm going to start doing with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tell me, like, not for like Red Bull 3 and 3 and like those kind of things, that you're not going to see crazy, like, juggling type stuff with, like, doing it. Like, I could just
no more turning knobs.
Like, what am I gonna do now? I mean, seriously, I'm gonna have to think of like a pizza pie thing. Like, I'm gonna have to think of like new tricks now. Like, I'm gonna have to like put it on my head and like
the owner of one of the places I DJ at saw it. And he said, you got to do a video where you, like, get those gloves that glow with the lights on them, and then tape that thing to your hand and do jazz hand video.
Seriously.
Scratch.
Like, real.
And I'm like, I'm not doing these. I'll do it if you film it. I'm like, this might
I'm just going to do pirouettes, like holding it. Like, I'm just going to, like, I'm just going to seriously keep just doing like pirouettes, just like holding it and everything. Like, for real. Like, I'm just going to incorporate the dance, like, while I'm doing it.
So it's Jared. I mean, I know that, I don't know how many of us here, Shaney and I know have used turntables when it comes to stuff. I know Dan talked about how he started back in the day with that. Jared, I don't know, what's your history with turntables at all?
I don't have a large history of turntables. I wasn't a mix DJ to the degree of what you guys all can do. I stand there and I watch in awe, especially when I go to different events, whether it be Midwest DJ Sound or NAMM or whatever it might be. It's a phenomenal talent. It's a skill that when I watch it, I'm in awe. But my skill sets are different. But the technology that that's intrigues me. That is something that jumps out at me and is like, so you can replace a needle and go completely digital with it. That intrigues me. But the extent of what I can do is more just beat and key match. And that's about it. I use a Pioneer DDJ SX2 and I'm very happy with that. It does everything that I need it to do. But yeah, this is like,
yeah, it's definitely a toy. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not something I would bring out, you know, like the mobile event to, you know, to bring, you know, it's definitely, you know, if I had one, it would definitely be like the upsell, just like how we do like an upsell of the, you know, the turntables, of doing like the whole show performance of like, as we call it, a specialty type DJ, of coming out with the turntables and scratching in front. And that's when we kind of do the showcase of the DJ, where we don't put the facade in the front and the DJ is being showcased and we have the light on the DJ. So like, that's the only reason where I would say for a mobile type event, it would be showcased, but it's definitely a toy. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm buying it for a performance aspect of bringing it to a mobile type of event.
Okay, what about, let's look at it from the other set. Well, yeah, from a mobile set. Yeah, you're
right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it for like the mobile type DJs. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. But how many of the mobile guys in general, you often hear a lot of diehard turntablists who are still doing that at mobile events. They're bringing them out and that's what they're using. Whether it's necessarily, I guess, you know, from the viewpoint of, you know, full-on performance. I mean, I see it as an upsell to where you're talking about with the turntable. I don't see it as an upsell above the turntable, though.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought that's the way you talked. I thought you were talking like, okay, this is going to be another upsell above the original.
No, I know. I'm just saying like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be like an upsell, you know, like that type of thing. Like, it would just, you know, like if somebody were to get it, I think it's more of like they're getting it for their own personal use of like saying they have it and they're, you know, they're playing with it like at home or something like that, unless they're the club DJ and they're doing it for those type of purposes, which I understand being in that type of atmosphere, you know, where people are doing more of the scratching and that type of thing. But I really can't see it, you know, of doing it, you know, like we always say, I don't like the scratching at the mobile events. You know, I mean, my DJs do it a little bit, but they do it practical. Like, they don't do it where the guests are like, oh my God, you know, I love Kid Capri, but not to the point where I want to kill Kid Capri. Sometimes when I'm at the club and I'm like, oh my God, first of all, be quiet on the mic. You're talking way too much. I love you, dude.
Kid,
I
was on tour with you, Capri.
But you're scratching way too much and you're talking too much of the mic and you always blow your amp. Like, let's be real, boo-boo. Like, I've had this conversation with you many times in the green room. But that's Kid Capri, you know, like, and that's his thing and that's his spiel. But I can't see that at mobile events. You know, I could see guests being like, oh my God, would you stop with that itch, wick, 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 itch thing?
You have to look at it from the other side, that majority of the friends that I know in the city that DJ, and I just had a discussion with somebody the other day that had the conversation in reverse. And he said, what is it with all these young guys wanting to buy controllers instead of doing vinyl? I don't understand. And he goes, they used to all want to do vinyl. And I told him, I said, I've heard from so many young DJs, the only reason I use vinyl is so that the older guys let me DJ with them. So we're taking a look away from the mobile side to just everybody else. Okay, so let's just take a look on the other side. Mm-hmm. That the record player and Serato is the absolute norm and expected in other places around the city. I can tell you that there are endless amounts of bars, and I'm not talking like big bars and clubs, that will not let you DJ with a controller. It's not going to happen. You use turntables or you're not there. So this is kind of an expected thing within some of those. So I feel that this little add-on is going to kind of help. Even though it's not that big of a difference between a needle and that, I do think it is then going to bridge a gap of the people who never wanted to use turntables at all, now might step into that and get themselves some other gigs. Because one of the companies that I've been in contact with, they will hire you to DJ at places like, you know, like Kaufman's or all the different big department stores for different events they do. They have DJs come in. Their rule is, has to be turntables. Now, that's not an environment where they're scratch or anything. They don't expect you to do that, but you have to have a turntable where I say this little box, I think, is going to give some people who wouldn't mess with it maybe an opportunity to want to give it a shot.
I mean, wonder.
I mean, no, I'm saying it might. I mean, but I mean, my whole thing is it might, but still, I mean, I know somebody, the chat room was going fast when I was talking, so I didn't see it. But I mean, I know somebody was saying like, you know, I think it was Mark. So I'm not saying like scratching, no girls on the dance floor, which I get, you know, like it is at the clubs. People want to dance and they don't care what a DJ is playing on. You know, I know like maybe the club owner or the promoter cares about it, but the patrons don't care what a DJ is playing on. But I could see it more if they're showcasing the DJ and they're showing. But then again, that's more.
There's still a lot of guys that prefer vinyl over that, though. That's
right,
the thing.
But that's so. You're saying them performing. That's what they're preferring. But I'm saying like people walking into the club.
No, they don't. Most don't even notice.
Yeah. Right. They don't notice. They don't care. They're paying to come
just,
to a club.
We're just kind of talking amongst DJs where I think it's a thing that we're going to grab a hold of. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about this Wednesday night in my show, because my show Wednesday night is going to be what do I need to be a mixed DJ? And that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about, the fact that 85 or 90% of every gig I take throughout the entire year, I couldn't do unless I mix. Now, I'm not talking scratching. So these guys that I'm telling you who use the vinyl in the clubs, they're not scratching heavy. They just mix with them.
Bad Boy Bill and Richard Vizin.
Perfect example, yeah.
They do the tour. They were on the 1 year tour that was vinyl only. It was called the Vinyl Only Tour. And here in Chicago, there are two spots that are called vinyl only spots, where every DJ comes in and it's a vinyl only club.
It's not Serato and Nito. It's vinyl records.
No, it's vinyl where you have to
the record. You're taking a crate of records in. Yeah.
It's old school vinyl. And that's exactly what they're known for.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have to know, like, you can't come in there not knowing, like, oh well, I'll just, you know, take a couple of records. No, all night long it's vinyl.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, Bad Boy Bill and Richard are on that tour and that's all they're doing. I mean, it's, you know, records all, you know. And I love that Bill posts those pictures of, you know, this is what it looks like at the end of the night, and there's just the records just, you know, like all over the place. And, you know, people don't realize that's how it used to, you know, that's how it used to be. And people are just so, you know, USB now, and, you know, it's just so simple now how, you know, we can, you know, even with the mixers and the controllers, and you could just throw in a USB with music and just walk into a club with just your little tiny, you know, you can do in-ears and a little USB. You don't even have to bring a DJ backpack anymore. You can have everything in your back pocket.
Did anybody see the documentary that came out, it was around Christmas, a little bit before Christmas time, about the song Sandstorm? You've got to see it. Darude actually did his own documentary where they did a documentary, ask him how he got started, where he came up with the name of it. But you talked about in-ears, is that he wears electronic in-ear protection and then puts headphones over top of it. So he's at the club, and he's got, beyond that, he's got electronically controlled ear protection on top of that. Not that was kind of, I know that was a derail there, but when you talked about the little in-ear buds, that how technology has changed. But like I said, I don't know. Like I said, for me working in the city, I couldn't. You can't get a job at a bar or a club anywhere in this city if you don't mix. And a large portion of them, you've got to use either turntables or CDJs. Nothing beyond that is accepted. It's getting more accepted, but it's kind of not. Literally, guys, because I don't know, Shaney, in your city, do you have like, is it usually the manager of the club who picks the DJs and books the DJs, or is there a head DJ?
Well, it depends. Certain places, it's the promoter. Mm-hmm. If it's a promoter club, or it's the manager, or there's certain places that book certain companies that it's their DJs that are only in places. Yeah. So it really all depends.
Yeah, because that's kind of what it is here. There's two places I DJ at. I'm kind of the one that sets the schedule. So if I'm going to bring you in, it's my choice. Yeah. In the same way with other clubs, they will not pick you to come in if you don't use that. But I think that technology, I said, just not to get about who should use it, who shouldn't use it. I want to get back to the coolness of the freaking technology. Because the charger pack, I don't know if you noticed this or not, the charger pack is your sound card. So you pull your little things out of the charger pack, plug your audio in, and that's now your sound card. I love that.
So it's kind of like Apple's earbuds that they came out with. They just pop out of the charger and then you're good to go.
Yeah. You get about 10 hours, if I'm correct, charge on them.
So what happens if they lose their charge?
You lose the signal.
Yeah.
See, that's what somebody else said, that they thought about getting them as a backup for the needle. So if the needle goes out or something, you could always slap that on as your backup or something, you know? Or you could technically stick it to a Serato vinyl record and literally have either one you want to use at either time. So, you know, so if the needle breaks, that record that's still sitting there can be used in the other direction too.
So you touched on a while back, I just want to kind of, I don't know, it keeps coming through my head here a little bit. You had mentioned that you think that this is going to make it to where some people who possibly avoided vinyl might want to go into vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, as I keep hearing that, I'm like, what about this, other than the potential cool factor, what about this would cause that? Because it's not, the only thing I see it as making easier is now I don't have to worry about a time code vinyl. I can just grab any old record from wherever it was, and I don't have to buy a cartridge. Beyond that, I'm, you know, as far as a mobile guy, I'm still lugging in a turntable if I decide to do that. I'm still having to have these devices to hook up if I decide to do that. So in my side, I don't see it. We're talking, the mobile side.
Yeah, sorry, not for mobile. Again, it's not, we, you know, I'm kind of throwing that out the window because we know the mobile guys don't mix even. I'm just throwing that out there. If I insult somebody, that's it. You know, you don't. It's okay. You get paid lots of money to not mix. So
whoa. Okay.
Not scratch. How about that?
Okay.
No, a lot of those guys don't mix at all, and they still make a lot of money.
Anyway, MJ, hold on, Dan.
I'm going to. I will definitely defend the mobile people for a second, and that's not true, because I will defend a lot of mobile people and say there are mobile people that do mix. A lot of mobile people mix, and I could name off.
I could also show you pictures of guys that post songs.
You're going off the, like, the 3% of people that you're saying that don't mix.
Oh my gosh, no, it's got to be at least 50. It's got to be at least 50.
I'm going to go off the 80% of people that I'm friends with that do mix that are mobile DJs.
Well, I'm saying all my friends mix too, but I'm telling you, there's zillions of DJs out there who do weddings and parties that show up with nothing more than a laptop.
Okay, but you said all. And that's why I'm correcting you, because you said all mobile DJs don't mix.
I didn't mean to say all like that.
And that's why I'm correcting you, because you said all mobile DJs.
I didn't mean to say all. So a lot. A lot of mobile DJs show up with just a laptop, okay? So Dan, get back to what you were saying. My way of looking at this is 20 to 25-year-old that wants to DJ needs to be able to come into a club that already has turntable set up, come into a bar, come into his buddy's event, whether it be an underground electronic event or a hip-hop event, and you can only walk in with your laptop and your vinyl. This gives them an option to where they now don't have to go out and buy needles in a vinyl. They don't have to worry about the needles turning bad and skipping. They don't have to worry about the vinyl scratching and skipping to where it's going to jump and do stuff in the middle of the record. They come in, and it's a digital world that they're already used to.
I mean... Again, I don't, and maybe it's because I don't, you know, I'm from a different side of it, but I'm like, you know, if I'm going to learn, then that means I'm picking up the turntable at some point. So what did I put a cartridge on there, or did I put this little device on there? I don't really see a 25-year-old suddenly going, oh, now I don't have to buy a cartridge. Okay, now I'm going to do that. Like,
oh, I've already heard people already say that they will.
Okay.
Because it's the coolness of the technology too. Look what I can use.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of it.
Yeah. And from that side, I get that part, but
I like the idea of it being able to not have to never worry about a needle again. It makes me want to go, okay, so now I'm going to start thinking about picking some up. So if I ever do get a chance and it does require me to have turntables, I'm going to have a gig that I can take now that I have turntables and I don't have to worry about all that.
Yeah, I like that. I don't need the needles and I don't have to worry about buying and spending all that money on, you know, because I always bought the best needles out there and I always had to have, of course, you guys know my wish list of the golden needles. The gold needles for the Shaney look. But, you know, and I just think it's cool that I could just put my hand on the record and, you know, and then
you
the
don't
song
bump it.
Right, like the song is playing. It's kind of like keeping the crossfader right in the middle, and you know.
I'm going to flip the script the opposite direction right now, completely opposite.
Let's go.
Rain came out with their
yes
tone armless turntable. Basically, it's a controller.
Beautiful. It's
also at the show was released.
Sexy.
Also at the show was released an add on tone arm for the Rain 12.
Sexy.
So you can add a tone arm. So we're talking about the phase system where you no longer need a tone arm to where now a company has built a tone arm to add on to put on a thing that doesn't have a tone arm.
Yes. So let's top it all off. Let's get the Rain 12 with the tone arm on. Yes. And then we're going to put the phase on top of it. We got the backup for the backup for the backup all in one
there
little
you
box.
Go.
Man, that is like the
there
most sexiest, beautiful thing in like the whole entire world right now. And I'm done and I'm going off the show right now. And I'm just, my square is just going to be black and I'm done. End of story. New dealer. Goodbye, Shaney and C.
And I'm going to say, in all of that, someone accidentally trips and unplugs the electric and everything shuts on.
Done and done.
Jared, you're going to say something.
No.
Oh, I thought you were jumping
under
in on
control,
it.
Man. Dan took it to that next level, so you're good. Yeah, it's just you're solid.
I just think, I like it's neat. And I think let's end this part of this conversation on this. There's some awesome options out there now.
I agree.
I'm curious to see what comes next. If somebody figured this out, both with between the Rain 12 and this, within a 6-month time period, bringing that to the table, I'm curious to see what happens within a year. Obviously, these are not going to be the only company to jump on board with this. I'm curious to see who comes next and what they bring. You know, whether that's, you know, a case that doesn't weigh 8,000 pounds. Shaney got her wish list. I'm still hoping for mine.
I did. They heard me. They heard me.
I don't have the clout that Shaney has.
Here's a direction. Here's a direction I think it is going to go, because you look at the new controller that came out by Pioneer, the 1000. Yes. It's only 13 pounds, and it still has the same size platters as the CDJs. So I think we're going to see everything. You know, because we're already seeing laptops get lighter. I think we're going to see like MacBook Pro AirPads, stuff on that level of lightness that has lots of memory and lots of power. So even on that direction, I think we're going to walk in with stuff that weighs next to nothing and does a lot. You know, that's my guess on all of it.
You're eventually going to just see NAMM turn into like an information technology store, and instead of it being called NAMM, it's going to be called NAMIT. NAMIT, and geeks galore will be showing up to learn how to DJ and how to hook up speakers. You're going to get a whole new world.
I wonder what the guys, because those of you who've never been to NAMM, NAMM covers every type of instrument you could imagine. So imagine like the people there who are selling pianos and guitars that still hold the same, more or less, aside from how they're built, technology from 30, 40 years ago, are standing next to some dude like us talking happily about a tiny little box.
Seriously. Well, like Billy Idol was like hanging out at the Bose booth. They like had like millions of pictures they posted. Like, I was like, okay, Billy Idol, just hanging out at the Bose booth.
Well, I went 3 years ago, and I still remember walking through, because my wife went with me, and she's a music teacher, like, you know, and so of course we had a split time. I had to look at the DJ stuff, and she had to look at the,
right.
Yeah, we couldn't split. Like, we had to like follow it. So anyway, we're walking through some of the musical instrument area, and there was a guy playing an invisible drum set. You know, basically. So it was. I mean, there were sticks, and when he was hitting, it was recognizing where he was at for different toms and different cymbal action and stuff like that, and had a whole routine going with nothing in front of him. So it's not just our world that's doing it.
Wow. Sure. I played drums when I was in high school, and to think about that would make me stop too and kind of, I don't know. I mean, I have a
friend
of mine.
Yeah, I watched it for a couple minutes.
But, yeah, I have a friend of mine who's a professional percussionist, not necessarily a drummer, even though he's an incredible drummer. He calls himself a percussionist because he does everything.
Right, he does all of it.
And he says nowadays, most of the time, he goes out on sets for, because he does Jimmy Buffett tribute band kind of stuff. And he'll go out with just electronic stuff to kind of, even though he's doing an acoustic sounding instrument, because you're not going to make a Jimmy Buffett drum, you don't want it to sound electronic, but he's still showing up with some electronic stuff, and it makes his life less that he has to carry. And I don't know, is that, how far is that going to go in our world? I mean, I'm looking for even more wireless stuff. If they got that good of wireless on that, or when are we going to see headphones we don't need to choke ourselves with, and the earbuds that Shaney's was talking about, pop them in, no cords, you know? That's the future, I think.
Crazy.
They didn't release anything major for wireless speakers. I know that they came out with a new Alto wireless, but did they come out with anything else specifically for wireless speaker? Not necessarily reusing, like a lot of guys use Sennheisers and the wireless system for that, and then they'll kind of Frankenstein it and make it work the way that they need to. But did anything come out in NAN for that?
Not that I saw when it comes to that. I mean, I saw lights. I saw speakers. If we want to talk about something, I definitely want to come back around to this, is the Porsche speakers. We want to come back to them. But wireless, I you would think that right now you would see more of that, because look over the past year of how many speaker companies have released speakers that allow you to Bluetooth into them, or come with, like, Denon had their one last year that came with its own wireless microphone in it for use, you know, with a battery that ran 12 hours. So you could use
The S1 is battery.
Yeah.
Yeah. The S1 that came out for Bose.
That's one, right?
Yeah. The little one. Yeah. Yeah. The new one that they just debuted.
Has a lot of hookups on it too. I got to see the back of it.
Yeah. The S1 is bananas. It's like a little, yeah. Like, it has everything on it.
Did anybody hear a price on that? I didn't get to hear a price. Anyone in the chat room, if you heard a price, shout it out.
Yeah, I could tell you the price of it. It's a little pricey.
I'm going to guess. Let's have a guess here. My guess is
$1,800. Do you guys still have the message? I put it in our message last week.
You probably did, but I vote we go with Michael here. We all take a guess. Michael, you go first.
I say $1,800, but I know I'm way off.
No.
18. Okay, Dan.
No. It's,
no, wait.
It's,
I don't remember the speaker, so.
I got to see what I put. I got to look at it.
Okay. So was it?
It's a small, I want to say it's like a 10 inch. It's a 10-inch battery-powered.
Oh, they all know, and they look. Bam, 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 boom, boom.
It's in the chat,
they all got it. They all got it in the chat room.
So do you have to buy two of them? Because that's what I was thinking for two.
Oh, wow.
No, you have to buy two. You could use it for, like, a PA system. You could use it for a monitor. You could use it for, you could use it for, like, anything you want to use it for.
But the catch, the battery only lasts for about 6 hours.
Really?
Yeah, but my biggest obstacle is a ceremony setup.
Yep.
That right there, because I've got a couple that are doing this. We're going to be out in the middle of a field. And I'm like, okay, well, we're bringing the generator and it's quiet, but it's not silent. So, we're doing that. And I could buy that instead of the generator for about the same price.
I
still have my other stuff to run off of it.
I know you're a Bose fan, Shaney.
Nobody said I'm a Bose performing artist. There's a difference.
Oh, Bose performer. I'm sorry.
There's a difference.
I retract my statement.
There's a difference.
I will make sure. I'm actually
I'm Team Evie and a Bose performing artist.
Okay. I'm a fan of LD systems. I'm one of the few that actually really enjoys the LD system. And they came out with the Maui 5 Go, which is a battery-powered stick speaker, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But their battery lasts 30 hours. 30.
Wow.
30 hours. Plus you can buy a charger separately. And so you can have another one charging while the main stick is going. And then if it dies for whatever reason, it's just as simple as popping them off. And changing them out, it's basically your main base unit that has your inputs, and then it's got three columns that go in, and then the bottom most column is your battery. So if your battery dies, you just take off the top two at the same time, change out the third one, and then put it back, and then you're back, you're back and going again.
Is that
30
that
hours on, I think, lounge volume, okay. So ceremony-esque volume. If you want to go louder than that, I think it's 10 to 12 hours. And then if you really push it, then it reaches like the 6 hour mark.
Is that the one that has like 50 speakers in it?
It's a Maui 5 Go. So I think the 5 doesn't have 50. It's only got, I want to say 4, maybe 6 on the very top.
No, that is the other one. That is the
Is that the Porsche?
Yeah, because John, that was the first thing John sent to me from NAMM.
Yeah.
The first thing. So when we're ready to talk about that, I have a couple numbers there that are questionable, but we can talk about that too. But so there was at least two. The S1 actually has been out before, right?
The S1, no.
So because I know people have been talking about it, so they've released any information on it prior to this, though, but this was
the
first.
The S1 just came out.
Okay.
They just released it.
How can I word this and not sound stupid?
It's okay.
Sound it out. Use all of the letters, yes. And you'll be fine.
I was at the dentist today, and I have a slight speech impediment from the Novocaine. I'm trying to think how, with Bose other systems, both the tower system that everyone's kind of used to, and then the F1, the array, where do you see that one fitting into? In someone who uses the other two that would maybe want to put this as a stay with the brand that they're familiar with or like, and how can they put that one to use, the S1 to use, as opposed to using one of the other two?
I mean, I just consider it like an all-in-one PA system. Like they can use it for like a ceremony. They can use it for an extra system for cocktail, you know, put it in like another room, you know, for something like that. They can use it as a monitor. They can use it if they have live entertainment, like, you know, somebody playing, a guitar player or a singer that needs like their own hookup, you know, like when they have, hey, we got this, you know, musician coming in, and you know, the musician wants to hook up. And I know a lot of people don't, I know there are some DJs that don't bring mixers that, you know, I've seen it in the chat rooms. Oh, I have this musician coming and, you know, I want to hook them up to my, you know, SX or something like that. How do I put them through a channel? Things like that. Or, you know, I have, you know, the ceremony in one room and I have this in another room. I want to bring like one speaker, or I have this or I have that. So, I mean, it's just like an extra little speaker. Like we said, there's so many other things you can do on the back of it that I just think you can use it in so many different ways. You know, and you could, you know, use it as a Mr. Microphone too.
Here's the question that again, tying this in together, and you gave me a picture of something that, to where, let's say you're in one room DJing and you have your Bose system setting next to you, and let's say they want sound also out in, let's say, the front lobby of this, wherever you're at. How do you, with that S1 then, send a signal wirelessly from what you're doing? I can understand how it can be done from a phone, but is that part of the S1 technology where they have a sender receiver?
Yeah, they have it on there. I don't remember how it was, but they do. That's part of it, that you can do it. I don't remember. I didn't get the 411 okay. Because I was on the East Coast during all of the meetings and everything, and I was working on the wrong coast. So I wasn't part of any of the conference calls and stuff. So I apologize, guys, that I wasn't part of any of that stuff. So I feel bad that I can't give you guys the right information. I could probably give you more information before Mobile Beat, but I apologize. I know that.
So it has a built-in daisy chain mechanism.
Because
that would be
wired or wireless. You're talking. Oh, built-in. That would be cool. Built-in wireless daisy chain. Right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, if it's wireless, that would be phenomenal.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If it's wired, if it just has like an XLR in, XLR out, and it just has a pass through, then you're still going to need something else, either a Sennheiser.
Let's see. There's three mix. There's three mixer channels. There's two mic channels. Two XLRs, quarter combo.
Everybody's saying no, it doesn't.
Okay, see, if they probably know more than me. Sorry.
couple of them said it's only Bluetooth.
Okay, see, they probably know more than me. Sorry,
it has
guys.
A quarter inch line out, it looks like.
It has it has lots of lines that you can just.
Yeah, it does have lots of lines. I could tell you that. You don't have to say it sucks, Jimmy. You could just say you don't. It's not for you. Yeah. You don't have to say it sucks. Like seriously, I love when people are like, "This sucks. That sucks." Just say it's not for you guys. I mean, I could tell you your stuff sucks too. I would never say that.
I got a vacuum cleaner that sucks.
Some of my stuff does suck because I didn't pay much for it.
I didn't get to play with it. I haven't seen it in person, so yeah. I can't give you that much details then, you know.
So we can add that to add that to your wish list so it'll happen because you're the only one.
Yeah, I will. Your wish list happens. I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it in my hands probably in the next 2 weeks just to kind of play with it. Just to give you guys more details, to kind of give you guys, hey, this is what's up with it. This is what I can tell you. So I can tell, I can give you guys the truth about it and say, this is the honest opinion, you know, about it. So
I think they should send you one of those and they should send me an LD System Maui 5 Go and we can have a comparison and talk about the pros and the cons.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely tell you guys about, I mean, I definitely will. I could definitely tell you guys. I mean, in my opinion, probably it might be more for the, you know, live performance stuff and great for a monitor. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It might be great for, you know, for.
Do you have the weight on your information or do you have the weight?
Yeah, it's 15. That one I know. It is 15. It's 15 pounds. And the one thing I do like about it is you can, you could put it on different angles. So it has like the tilt. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be like, oh my God, it's going to fall if I put it on this angle and that angle or this angle. So you can put it and it's in. Now this is the girl on me. You can move the little Bose logo on the front of it. So when you tilt it, like the little Bose logo, you can move it. That's for
the OCD the OCD people would appreciate that.
So you can move it.
That's cool. So I think
like moves it with you. So if you tilt it or you put it on the side or you put it this way or that way, you can like tilt the Bose logo. That part I did know about, but cool. I mean, it's 15 pounds and it's got like the handle too. So you can move it with the handle. But I mean, like I said, it might be better just for like some musicians or to just use as a monitor or just use as like a little extra like cocktail system for people like in like the banquet area, like they just finished ceremonies and they're kind of just like, can you just play some, you know, music and you know, while you guys are changing rooms and, you know, you're just hooking up some, you know, some music in there while you guys are getting the party room, you know, available. And you're like, let's just charge them $250 for the speaker. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, it might, you know, pay off your speaker, do a couple one of those and you got a little speaker you could use as a monitor and a little extra speaker. But I don't know. I'll see. I'll get my hands on it and I'll let you guys know, you know, like I said, it's not like I'm making money off of it. So I'll definitely give you guys, you know, my thoughts on what I think for you guys on that.
Cool. While we're on speakers, we'll go ahead and we'll hit for those of you, I don't have a picture to show. I mean, I could show it, but I don't really want to. Because John sent me some really nice pictures of it. It's Porsche. Do we want to call it that, or
yes,
is it under?
I do.
Because they
I
have
do.
A different.
I call it Porsche.
Because to me, it looked like a giant toothbrush standing on it.
Yeah, right.
But wait.
It's a sexy toothbrush.
No, wait. Because I'm going to flip
it's the
this.
Sexiest toothbrush you'll ever.
I'm going to say sexy one too.
Wait, I'm going to flip it. It to me, I looked at it. I said, this looks like a toothbrush standing on end. And then I saw the first picture. They showed it in an environment with other things. And I went, holy crap, that's sexy. It went from looking at this, going, this is stupid, and then they put a picture of it in use somewhere.
In the chat room, have you guys seen this? I want to know in the chat room if they've seen it.
I've not.
It's the.
I mean, I saw like one video that one company like did an interview and I saw a quick snapshot.
I can try to share, but with the
feed. I've got it pulled up if we're talking about the same thing.
If you can share it, because I had trouble sharing last time. It wouldn't.
Are you
share.
Talking about the Maui P900?
Yes. I think that's the one we're talking about.
This one?
We're waiting for it to come up. Yep, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Porsche like, Design Studio Monumental Clarity.
It looks like my Sonicare.
That's why I said it kind of looks like a toothbrush.
It looks like my Sonic hair.
But they had another picture of it. It may be further down with your scrolling.
And all right.
It
was, so it, chat room, have you guys seen this? Let me know.
I'll see if there's anything
Scott else. Scott says no.
That's the picture I saw right there.
That is my living room. That is my living room right now. I just took that photo earlier before the show.
Sexy, you know it.
It has 50 drivers in that upright thing. 50. Yes. It's supposed to do as a 10-inch sub at the bottom, and it's supposed to, according to their numbers, 131 SPL max. Whether
it'll
that's
blow the
it looks tall
right
too, a lot taller than I expected.
Yeah,
I mean, from that picture, you know, it looks like we're dual tens.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So you're needing like almost one, and that's it.
See, and there's your stack. There's your stackable tower right there.
Winky.
Boarding a massive total of 50 premium transducers.
Brandon, what kind of living room speakers do you have? Then it looks like your living room speakers. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
speakers
you have.
Like, yeah. If somebody buy those speakers, most people would be like, I don't have a couch. I can't watch right. Netflix. I can't watch Netflix.
Sitting on the floor. Yeah. We're sitting on the floor, but look at my speakers. I got some hot freaking speakers.
What does it say the height is there?
85.6 inches.
Wow.
They're not small.
No, not 8 feet. 7. No.
Yeah. Never seen some. Yes, I've seen stuff that looks expensive. That's when you have no other furniture in your house on the second level.
And you got 3 different colors to choose from, so you can match the decor. Would it be better to have the cocoon white, the platinum gray, or the graphite black?
Yeah. Oh, you get to pick.
You get all three. Come on, if you're spending the money, buy all three. That way you can truly match the environment.
And now, do you wear driving gloves too?
I put your Porsche driving gloves on.
Do you wear driving gloves? And do you do the Porsche sneakers? That's what I want to know.
I also wear my red ascot around my neck as I'm setting up. And then, yes.
But those are sexy. I do have to say those are some sexy speakers.
And do you know how much they are?
Go for it.
Does it matter when there's no price on sexiness?
If you have to ask on when it comes
to
Porsche,
if you have to ask, then that's it.
So
then
I have to ask. So I'm one of those people that I have to ask. So how
well,
much?
let's just say this.
Scott, are you guessing? Is that right? Scott, are you guessing? What's the price? I don't know what the price is on these.
Scott says 6,000. He's close. Yes, Scott says 6,000. He's close. They're right now. They're saying $4,000 a piece.
So you get
that
one.
Is. I would like to say that is still cheaper than the Bass Boss system.
And you get 50 drivers, and the Bass Boss, you get one big
monstrous
woofer.
One. For those of you who don't know,
it's $8,000.
Yeah, $8,000 if you want.
No, you're only getting one. You got dual tens and 50 drivers. Why do you need two?
Well, don't forget, there's three colors, so you need two.
You need
in
six.
Each color.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Why do you need two for an event?
Does it come in rose gold? That's what I want to know.
It's not matching your cell phone.
That's funny. Does it come in rose gold?
I have to give up my Bulls tickets for this. Well, I have to give up my season tickets for these. That's what I want to know.
I have to hear them. Like, I need, like, that's the only speaker that I'm like, I have to hear. I'll never be able to afford that. It's just, it's so ridiculously expensive.
Right. It's just one of those things where, right. There's always like that one thing that you just like.
There's the one thing. That is right. That's my dream. Right. Dan has his. Shaney got hers. This is fine. I want to sit there and I want to feel it and I want to hear it. And then I want to just casually misdirect everyone's attention while I walk out the back door with them. And
with this 7-foot speaker.
Scot-free. It's a simple dream. It's a simple dream that I have and I think I can get away with it. I'm hoping that I can.
Look, I'll try to make a deal for somebody. I'll work out, you know, my hustle game hard. So I'll
just get it down to $39.99.
So if somebody wants a pair, I'll get that price down for you guys.
You buy two, you get say $3.
Dog life in Chicago, baby. I'll get that price down for you.
I would be the kind of person, if I got them, I'd still be sitting in the living room with headphones on going, I just like this better.
But they'll be wireless.
I seriously want to start testing, no joke, start testing wireless headphones for latency for use in a DJ world. I really want to see that because I don't know. It's just something about being able to move around for a DJ that, like me, that moves around, but I wear my headphones because I'm mixing all night long. You know, I never stop mixing. I kind of like the idea of that. So that's something that I may start digging into to see if there's anything out there that's worth a dime. So if I do that, Shani will do her test on the Bose. Jared's going to do the test on the Porsche speakers.
Yeah, I'll jump right on that.
Yeah, you get on that.
All right, now I'm like, see, Jared, now I'm like jumping on your bandwagon right now. Now I'm like thinking about those, and I'm like, all right, who do I know?
I'm telling you, like,
I know, seriously.
Once you experience it, it's going to change. It's going to change your life.
Are they going to be a Mobile Beat?
No, I don't know.
Not those.
I'm like this right now. Are they gonna be a Mobile Beat? Who do I know?
Did you hear that officials from NAMM had them turn down the volume?
Yeah.
They last year, I remember when John went, he actually showed a picture of a booth that said whatever the name of the company is not here because we exceeded the limits. Yeah, and they've actually shut people down before.
Somebody posted that. I forgot who posted that.
Yeah.
Somebody posted that and somebody got kicked out.
Because they do have, I think it's 85 decibels, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, you know, they warned them once. Like, they literally,
Which I hope they bring that to Expo. There's my wish.
I'm gonna see, you know, Chicago got connections, you know, I gotta just talk to somebody that back of somebody's truck, you
where
know?
Would you go if you were a person that seriously wanted to purchase them, like seriously, you had the money, you seriously, where would you go to listen to them? Where could you would have to call a company up? I mean, like, where, who would carry that?
Oh, to listen?
Yeah. What kind of company would carry that? I mean, you couldn't get your, I'm sure a Guitar Center wouldn't do it, or a local music store wouldn't pull them in.
No.
Your local Porsche dealer probably is not going to pull them in.
Right.
So where do you go? Or is it one of those things that you have enough money to ship it back if you don't like it? You know, the 15% restocking fee.
I wonder if I could register as a dealer and then just have one
dealer for a day.
I mean, well, is there a website that's, you know, like usually in the website it says click here for, you know.
Somebody said NLFX Pro. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Let's call Ben.
Maybe Ben.
Well, no. I mean, Ben's like, got the hookup to be able to get them for you. But as far as the whole
Ben
listening.
Will be like, do you want them? I'll ship them. This is how much it's going to run.
Yeah. I mean, it's the idea of drop ship. He's not carrying them in the warehouse, but he's, you know, he's got the connection for him to get it. But, going back to the whole question, where would you hear them?
Yeah.
NAMM. After NAMM, then where? Because probably won't be Mobile Beat.
No, and it's not going to be at Expo.
What's the one that they do in
convention.
Orlando that's a real big, it's on the professional level? It's another Expo, but it's more on the professional, not the DJ side, but like the Vegas show type
like
side.
Like the electronic, like one of those? Like,
yeah.
Or the night, you think it'll be like the nightclub bar, and you think it'll be like at that one?
I'm thinking even higher than that. I'm thinking like the high, because there's one of the Expos, I can never remember the name, it's in Orlando, but it's all for like, big shows, big, you know, rock band shows, big Vegas
be
shows.
Like the car show? I would love to see him like at the course.
That would be
serious.
Something at the International Auto Show, maybe.
That's what I'm saying. If it's like, you think it's I'm being honest.
It's,
you think
it's coming
like
next month here to Pittsburgh, and I think I'm DJing at it, and I'll go over to the Porsche booth, and
I'm
if they have it, I'll do a live feed for the Porsche booth.
I'm being completely honest. Do you think it would be like at the auto show?
It's entirely possible.
Like next to Porsche.
Because that would be a good little booth candy.
Well, Porsche Design Studio.
But didn't they already do Infocom? They already did. I thought they already did Infocom. I get those all confused.
Infocom, that's the one, yeah. There's
is it?
One, there's
oh, is it Infocom?
Ones, there's different
okay,
ones
all right,
like
Joe.
Infocom.
Joe like wrote it like seven times. We got you, Joe.
Keep in mind. Keep in mind. We're a little slow tonight. And it's just a lie.
No, like now it's like, now I'm like, now... Jared, now I'm like on a mission.
I'm Indianapolis. I'm just south of you a little bit. We'll team up.
Seriously.
We will.
Don't make me start calling my connections.
Figure it out.
Joe, what's the name of it again? No,
Mono Price. Mono Price. Nice.
Who's the Mono Price?
I have Mono Price headphones. Literally. Literally sitting right here.
You think they're on Amazon?
Right there is a pair of, I'm not kidding you. These are Mono Price headphones, okay? And I paid less than $30 with them. They're big. They're kind of uncomfortable, but they're one of the best sounding headphones I've ever put on my head for a $20 headphone. I would put them as close. If you like bass, they're close to Beats. I'm not kidding you.
I am on a mission.
They're really big and cumbersome and kind of uncomfortable, but I can't for mono price. They were joking about it there. Give them a shot for $20 if you have nothing better. If you don't want to spend, you know, whatever it is, $5,000 on a Porsche speaker.
It's $4,000.
See, the Monoprice version is designed by Kia.
Ah, zing.
How come I can't find these now?
That's funny, Dan. You're funny.
I tried. I got nothing else, so I might as well.
Maybe if I look up Porsche, like, how come I can't find them?
What are you looking for?
The speakers.
Now, oh, Maui. Now again, as people are trashing headphones in there, you got to remember, just like
900.
Just
stop
like
saying stuff are trash.
No, just like everybody, everybody's ears are different. So everybody's going to hear and want to hear something different. That's the thing I've learned. You know, whatever you like. So, I know guys out there that will swear by DJ headphones that I don't like, and I swear by ones that other DJs don't like. So, it's all in what you like.
I get trashed all the time for. I use the Maui 28s right now from LD Systems, and there are still people that are like, "That's crap. Those don't sound nearly as good as Bose or whatever else or QSC." And I have QSC speakers as well. But
I was telling Dan, you got what was the one that you just got, Dan?
Evolves.
What's that?
The Evolve 50.
Yeah, I actually got to hear those at a venue. It's on eBay. And I was kind of impressed with them. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not expecting crap out of them. And it was an in-use environment, you know, with people and a crowd and everything. And I was like, that actually doesn't sound bad at all. I was really it was a lot more than I expected. That's what I can say.
Yeah, I went in thinking, okay, this is going to be a nice thing to put in when I have a couple of venues where normally I would just bring out like my tops. This would be a good way for me to have a little sub with it and nice compact, or if I'm tight on area. And it was at Expo, and I think it was actually, I was watching Jeremy Breck's like side thing he was doing in one of the rooms where, and he was using his, and I was like, okay, I was sold on these to begin with. Now I'm really sold, like just the sound quality of the voice and everything else that was coming through. And I was like, And as soon as I hooked them up, I was sold.
I only have one complaint about them. It's the same complaint I have about not the Bose F1 system, but the other one. I can never remember the name of it.
L1, L2.
Mine, the HL.
No, the L1, L2. It's the same complaint I have about both of those is it has such a wide, broad sound dispersal that it's really loud. I was 3 feet behind it, you know, and it was still crazy loud to me. That's my only complaint. Not quality of sound, but because it has a wide dispersal, I can't get far enough behind it to where it's not too loud for me.
Oh, wow.
See, I haven't had too much issue with that other than when I was in a room that was long this way and short this way.
Okay.
And I was facing this way. Mm-hmm. So the balance back was fast and hard with that.
Yeah.
But out the sides, you know, I haven't had too much issue. Yeah. But I've also learned to kind of space them out and a little bit ahead, towards the front load rather than trying to back load and use the wall for, because it doesn't need it. It doesn't need the, well, I shouldn't say, audio people would tell me I'm wrong on that. So I haven't found that I need to put it against the wall just so I can get a better throw.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, anything else? We're almost out of time.
Well, I will say, since we just mentioned that Odyssey had a case that they debuted for the Evolve 50. So if you're looking for a hard style case, and I thought it was actually kind of cool. So you put your tops in the bottom, and then it's got a false floor, and then you put your subs on top, and then you put the lid on it, and it's a rolling case.
Oh, nice.
Fit two of them in there.
Okay, so you're carrying both sides. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You're fitting both sides where, you know, right now, I mean, I've got a soft case for my tops, and I've got a wrap for the bottom, and that's it. This is an all-in-one. Again, the only problem I have with that is weight-wise, it actually probably wouldn't be too bad because I know, like, I can pick up both subs without much issue. But I wonder how much the case would add if you don't have a ramp where you're going or where you are. But
That's cool to know, though, for those yeah, guys that have nice. That. I guarantee yeah. that's going to be a big benefit to some people who have the, you know, that use them on a regular basis, because that, you know, you're investing a lot of money in something that, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The soft case has a lot of protection on it for a soft case.
Right.
Obviously the sub cover is just literally a cover over.
Right.
So you're not really protecting much there, but yeah, I thought it was kind of cool when I saw that. I was like, at first I was like, Astron, I was like, oh no. And then I watched the video. I was like, oh, you know, it's like a lot, maybe. So
Odyssey, right?
Yeah, Odyssey.
There you go. Look it up. Anything else before we go, folks? Thank you for letting me hang out with you.
Thanks for joining us, MJ.
Yeah, I'm such the outsider now. I apologize.
No, you're not.
lots of great shows coming up this week. Keep an eye out on, we are, for those of you who like that big chat, big join in, hangout chat thing that we do from time to time, we seriously think we're going to do one a week. But a different person's going to host it every week. So 1 week it might be Brian. Next week it might be Shaney. Next, you know, whatever. I'm not throwing you in there, Shaney, but I'm just saying.
I'll kick people out of my chat. It's VIP.
But it seems to be very popular. So look for them. I think Wednesday night, if John and I can work this out, there's going to be a special one off air Wednesday night where we are going to have people that, because it's a show about mixing, mine from 9 to 10. And then we're going to come back at 11 off air, but still the giant chat room, and let people set up their equipment and show us some of their mixing skills to the whole group.
Wait, when is this?
Wednesday.
As in like this Wednesday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
So that's what we're talking. It hasn't been confirmed yet. We're still trying to make sure we can pull this off. The Wednesday show is going to be the normal Wednesday show, 9 to 10, and then Jeremy's going to be on there 10 to 11. But then we think we're going to do a special invitation. Like, you have to watch my show to get the key to get in. You don't even have to be an insider, because like a lot of other ones, you have to be part of the insider group. This one you won't, but you have to the key. But it's going to be the kind of thing where you can come and show your mixing skills if you wish.
So I could just like turn knobs and hit the sync button?
We want you to do that. Sweet. We encourage you.
Sweet.
But there is all kinds of great shows going on this week. I guarantee John, when he's back on the air, you will be able to ask him any question about stuff at NAMM. He will be able to tell you. No doubt. We feel like we are quite.
We feel like we are like, yeah, sorry, guys. We can't. Sorry, we couldn't really give you guys insider information. Yeah. So we apologize.
So pay attention to when John's coming back. Yeah, and he'll get
sorry,
you.
Sorry, guys.
He'll help you. Perhaps we can't, but he will.
Yeah. Sorry we couldn't give you like the 411. I definitely could have given you like Grammy 411 because I was there.
You were at the Grammys.
You didn't see the picture where she took a picture of all the people there?
Yeah, I was there.
Well, sort of the pictures of the where they were going to sit.
Why didn't we
you
have
guys know I'm a
show?
Private person. I was there. So anybody who follows my social media knows I was actually there.
Why don't we have an entire show about that?
I asked John. I did ask him.
Because you live.
So we're going to talk about it for about 5 minutes.
Wait, you live.
I don't think
you
realized.
I even posted my tickets to the Grammys.
I missed that. All of
on
that.
On what? On Snapchat?
So were you sitting next to...
Which one?
Were you sitting next to Bruno Mars when they like went to him and you went like this?
No. Now that I got the right scene in frickin' Ferris Bueller and send it to you guys. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm old. Yeah. Now that I sent you guys the right frickin' scene in the movie, the right classroom scene that I sent. Yeah. So I definitely could give you Grammy 411, but show's over. So deuces.
So if you want to know about the Grammys, hit Shaney up constantly. If she wants to deuce us and not tell us any information, you personally can contact her. All right, guys. Hey, thank you. Again, pay attention to stuff that's coming on this week. Keep an eye on Disc Jockey News. John's got some incredible shows with some incredible people putting up some incredible videos. So make sure you check it out. So Dan, Shaney, Jared, thank you. Talking to you soon. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.